Next up, we've got Shoehorn TC.
The pain and suffering sometimes just appears. Out of nowhere, hopes can often turn to fears. And the world can seem at once so upside down. Just take a look around and choose love in the time of love. Time of love, time of love, love, hope in the time of hope. Time of hope, time of hope. We should all choose hope.
Sure, it's okay. But oh my gosh.
X in the time of X.
I'm sorry, I could be wrong about this because I can't actually hear the song that's playing in the background right now, but this is the song that made me feel like, oh yeah, I'm around a campfire, and then some guy pulls out a guitar and just starts singing, whether you like it or not.
He doesn't get the hint from your hissing.
No, I would never. I would never. Probably several people around him are really into it, but yeah. I don't know. It's okay, but yeah, it's not my thing. Not my thing at all, this style.
It has a very folky, laid-back groove to it.
Yeah, I was hoping that Shoehorn TC stood for Shoehorn Keith Corporation. It didn't.
I was so disappointed.
Yeah, that's basically all I got. This sounds like a campfire song, not a shoehorn with teeth.
Yeah, so you're saying that, this band should be beat up for stating their beliefs?
Exactly.
Yes, you've got it. Anyone who doesn't get that reference is going to be so concerned.
This argument is that makes no sense at all. It's like it's run out of gas, and so it can never land.
I think this song will do well, though. I mean, the vocals are really good. There's some nice harmonies. The chorus melody is memorable and hooky, and I have a feeling people are going to vote for this song because they like it.
And that's fine. That's fine. I'm not trying to say that Shoehorn should have been doing something different. I'm just saying that, yeah, I am definitely not the audience for it.
Yeah, it was real earnest, hippy-dippy folk rock. It was just so simple and earnest that I was waiting for the joke to kick in. You know, it's like, I guess I'm just not used to a lack of complexity or a lack of irony these days. And I kind of had to reset my head, you know, reset my expectations to reassess this after I realized it just what it is, you know. And then what it is a very nice, very listenable, charming, folky, laid-back tune. And, you know, it doesn't really demand your attention, but that's fine.